Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited you're here for today's episode, because if you are struggling with how to navigate all the fear that you might be feeling, this episode is going to be your jam. Because let's be real here, there's a lot of fear going around in the world right now externally, and you can feel it. So can I, whether it's in the news that you might be watching, the content that you're consuming, the polarizing nature of both sides politically, COVID and violence, and just everything that's changing in our world so frequently. It's a lot of uncertainty, and there are a lot of things that we can feel fear around, right? So we've already got this heightened sense of fear with the current state of the world. But then on top of that, we're humans. We're trying to navigate life. And we've got all of those fears that come up from that. And then I know that you're an ambitious go-getter like me. So you might have this fear that you're trying to push through to start that thing that you have on your heart, right? That thing that you've wanted to start. Or maybe you're wanting to level up or really, truly call your shot and freaking go for it. Or make that change that you know you want to make. Or get more alignment in your life and move to that city you've wanted to move into. Or, you know, get back out into the dating world or end a relationship that you know that's not serving you. Or just set some healthy boundaries. Like, you've got fear going on. If so, this episode is for you, right? Before we dive into the juice, I want to quickly thank our sponsor of today's episode, which is Organifi. And if you haven't heard me talk about them, they are a company that has an entire line of completely organic superfoods, plant-based nutrition, and tons of supplements. I love their products. They're so freaking good. And because I love so many of their products, I want to specifically tell you about two that you might vibe with as well. Number one is their orange immunity drink, which is literally just a little packet. You can stir it in with water. It tastes really freaking good. It's got acerola, cherry, orange, ginger, a bunch of other antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. And then the secret sauce, which is a reishi mushroom extract called mushroom beta glucan. And if you look it up, it's really interesting to read about how this extract is a way to naturally support your immune system. And that is super important to me, to my fiance, Sina, and probably to you with the way that the world is just right now. And I'm always looking for ways to support my health that are really simple and easy to implement that also tastes really freaking good, because I'm not trying to have products that I'm drinking that don't taste good. So check out Immunity. And number two, I talk about this all the time, but I love it so freaking much. Their green juice. It's got moringa and chlorella and spirulina, ashwagandha, which is actually known to help balance cortisol out, which is one of the stress hormones that we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. But honestly, I think just adding in a green juice like to the mix of your lifestyle can really be a game changer. Just feel really good and feel really supported, especially if you're traveling a lot and you're trying to stay on track with healthy eating and feeling really energized. If you've got a lot of social plans and you're trying to kind of like balance out some of maybe the drinking or the poor eating that you're doing, just like to fuel your body well and just feel healthy. Organifi has got a lot of products that can help support you in that. So you can head to Organifi.com/Keisha and use code Keisha, and you can get 20% off any item in their entire store, including the immunity, the greens juice, their protein. I mean, go check it all out. That is Organifi, Organifi.com/KACIA, 20% off any item in their store. Now, that being said, let's get on the same page here about today's episode. So we know how fear works in our bodies, but I feel like it's sometimes helpful to kind of recap that to understand that our thoughts and how we think actually manifest in our body in a really interesting way. So the actual definition of fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous and likely to cause pain or a threat. Okay. At the root of that definition is a belief. Key word is belief. And I know that you know that fear is experienced in your mind first, But sometimes we forget how much control we do have over the thoughts that we're thinking if we're really intentional. Because like the thoughts that you're thinking and the stories that you're telling yourself are contributing a ton to how much fear you're feeling right now in this exact moment, which is why we have to be so cautious about our thoughts and the content that we're consuming and the people that we're interacting with, because we're like sponges, especially when we're in a heightened state of fear or we're trying to push through fear to do something that we've wanted to do for a long time, right? Like from those thoughts and those stories in our head that we label as fear, a physical reaction is triggered in our body that is very real based off of the thoughts that we're thinking. As soon as your brain is like labeling something as fearful or dangerous, your amygdala, which is like a small part of your brain in the middle of your brain, it goes into freaking work mode. Your amygdala has a ton of jobs, but the main job that it has is to alert your nervous system when something is perceived as fearful or dangerous. So your body's fear response starts going like, whoa, let's freaking go. It's releasing stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline pumping through your body. And even though you don't realize that these stress hormones are being released at that time, like you can't identify like, oh, these are the hormones that are being released, you can physically feel the impact of these hormones. Like you can feel that change in your nervous system when you're in this fear mode. You can recognize it, right? Like your heart rate and your blood pressure just starts to like, whoo, like increase. Your breath changes. And it's so interesting because your blood flow even changes because your body is physically preparing. Like it's moving blood away from your heart and into your limbs. Your body is literally preparing for this very primal defense of fight or flight, right? Like so that your limbs have got the blood in them for you to run away. And this process is really powerful. And most animals need fear in order to protect themselves. And we needed it way back in the day too, which is why you're never going to hear me say like, I want to be fearless or I want to kick fear to the curb. I want to feel the physical response of fear and have all the blood rush to my limbs if I need to move out of the way from a car that's coming at me. Or if someone breaks into our house and is trying to like steal something, I want to have like blood in my limbs so I can kick them or something. You know what I mean, right? The point is, fear is great, but we've gotten to the point in our lives where very, very few things we genuinely need to be afraid of, despite the fact that we're having this big fear reaction to them. Like we're perceiving these things that are not actually dangerous, like a car about to hit us or, you know, an armed robber coming into our house. These things that we think are dangerous that are not actually dangerous, and we're having this massive reaction to them because most of the things that we're afraid of are not very dangerous at all, right? Think about it. You have some very real fears, but some of the biggest things that are holding you back from getting you to do the thing that you want to do might be yourself, right? It might be this fear that you have of being embarrassed. That's very different than a car hitting you. Your fear of putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, like out in the world with people saying something to you, like calling your shot and quote unquote failing, or not being prepared for what's coming next and feeling like you're not adequately capable or whatever it is. Right? These are not things that we genuinely need to have this fear response to and be afraid of in order to save our lives. But those fears prevent us from taking action because often we think these thoughts, create these stories, and then our body has this physical reaction. And then we decide that because our body is physically reacting that way, that that must mean that we shouldn't take action because we're having to work against our primal nature, which is designed to keep us safe. I don't think we have to wait until we're not afraid because that time might not ever come and you're always going to be working against your physical response, which we don't want fear to go away, like I said, for some important reasons, but we have to recognize that the thoughts that we're thinking are resulting in this physical response of fear and that is holding us back. And if it's holding you back right now, you got to make a change. You deserve a life that you're obsessed with, right? But like understanding that our body is designed to keep us safe, but you might be unintentionally holding yourself back by, you know, taking a thought that you have in your head, turning it into a story that's not true, completely fabricated to keep you safe, and then unintentionally catastrophizing it into this massive fear, which is keeping you in this cycle where you feel really paralyzed, like by this internal fear, and then your body is reacting to those internal thoughts. And then on top of that, you're living in a world where there's a lot of fear around us. So that's why you feel stuck, girl. But the cool thing is you can fix that. Like you can get yourself out of that. First, by just recognizing that control in itself is a complete illusion. We are never going to have control in any situation or of any outcome, despite how prepared we feel we are or how capable we feel we are. We can't control another person's reaction to us. We can't control most things that happen in the world, only the thoughts that we're thinking. And right now, it feels like a lot of things are out of our control, right? In the world that we're living in, we feel like we have less control, which is scary and provokes this fear response. But in reality, we actually never know what's coming. We actually never have control. Just we often don't think about it as much because it's thrown in our face a lot right now of the things that we can't control externally. And we just have to remind ourselves that that control is actually an illusion. So of course you can be afraid and you can feel unsure or you can feel nervous, but you can also rewrite that story that you're telling yourself and create one that actually serves you, that's going to have your body reacting in a way that's conducive to getting you where you want to go. For example, you can say, yes, I'm afraid it won't work out. That's a very fair thing to be afraid of, being afraid that it might not work out. You don't have to pretend like you're not afraid, but maybe you say something like, yes, I'm afraid it won't work out, but I truly believe in my ability to grow through what I go through. And that even if it doesn't work out the way I want, I believe it's still working for me in the long run, right? Say that when you're scared and watch your body's physical reaction will be different for real, right? You can acknowledge that you're afraid and you can work through it anyway. You can say, I'm scared that I'm going to suck, but I also know the only way to get better is to keep putting my reps in. So even though I'm feeling all the fear, I'm going to dance with it because it's going to make me stronger. Or maybe if you're like a very like type A planner type, you can say, yeah, I'm scared about what's coming, but I also feel as prepared as I can, because maybe you proactively play out a few options, right? Like, so you can say to yourself, I've played out a few options that could work. Even if they aren't my favorite options, they will work. And then give yourself some options. If you're the type of person who really needs a plan and you need like an A, B, C, and D, maybe B, C, and D are not your favorite options, but you've still given yourself options. So that way you can make sure that your body's not constantly going into this fear mode where it's physically reacting and keeping you stuck and you're having to work so hard against not just your mind, but then your physical body. Because truly, what if you just gave yourself a little bit more credit, girl? Like, you can navigate this fear. What if you just trusted that a future version of you is actually going to be very capable of handling a future version of you's problems or challenges when she gets there? Not now. You're growing into the person that can handle it, right? You don't need to proactively stress about future you's problems or challenges and have all this fear and keep yourself stuck. You will figure it out as you go. And when you're feeling a little bit anxious, remind yourself that that's often just this fear that's being irrationally projected. That is not a signal that you're not capable or that you shouldn't keep working through it, because you know how your body physically reacts to fear. That's how your body is designed. That doesn't mean that you can't keep going. You're just going to have to work through that beginning stage when it's really uncomfortable. Like, you've made it through every single hard thing that you've ever been through, right? Like, every single time that something came up and you're like, holy crap, I'm scared. I don't know how to handle this. What if this doesn't work out? What if I suck at this? You still kept going, right? Even when you've been really freaking scared and you've done something, here you are alive on the other side. And just like the times that you've worked through something you were scared to do and pushed through anyways, if you're in a time like that right now, please remind yourself that this is like an opportunity. Right? This is only going to further prove that you are resourceful and capable and resilient. This is proof. You're building it right now. So you've got this beautiful imagination. We all do as humans, right? So I just want to remind you not to use it to drift off into these highly unlikely situations or into this mindset of how everything could go wrong and get yourself really worked up and scared about something that maybe doesn't require that much energy because it's not very helpful or conducive to your growth. And remind yourself, every single time you've pushed through the fear and showed up, you built a skill that nobody could ever take away from you, which is your ability to control your thoughts, to ask yourself better questions, to create more powerful stories that actually serve you. And that mindset, that skill set is going to take you to incredible places when you take that combined with the fact that you are going to move through the fear when you feel it, because that's part of growth. You are right on track. And I hope you are so freaking proud of yourself for the person that you are right now. And then I hope you're really damn excited about where you're going. We're in this together. Let me know if this was helpful for you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.